Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to The Word of Victory.
But the great good news about it is that faith is here, and faith is even more powerful. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys how fear actually works and how it grips. So you're going to see some areas in your life where you may have been living in fear, where you may be in fear. And that's good because the entrance of thy words gives light. The word of God is like a mirror. So you look in it and you see where you need to change. And so I'm not going to leave you hanging because I'm going to give you the solution to fear and how to not live in fear in your life. Now, just to make sure that I'm speaking to the right audience, who in here has ever experienced fear in their life? All right, great. All right, great. So I'm talking to the right people. Now, who's here that wants to not walk in fear in their life ever again? All right, cool. Excellent. Those watching by the World Wide Web, if you raised your hand, we didn't see it, but we believe that you raised your hand. So we're talking to the right people. If you need a Bible, go ahead and raise your hand. The ushers are in the aisles to make sure that they give it to you. I've got several scriptures that I'm going to be coming from, and I want you guys to see it. So let's go to Hebrews 11:6, because number one, we want to talk about why faith. Why do we need faith? Why is faith so important? Why is it that big of a deal to God? And is it that big of a deal to God? Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for everything that is spoken will be spirit-led and spirit-said. None of me and all of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, in other words, if faith is not there, if faith is not present, if faith is not your lifestyle, if faith is not your lifestyle, it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. If you have a highlighter or a pen, I would underline impossible as many times as you can. Get that in your head, the part that says impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please, underline please, him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. But what I want to focus on is the first half of that verse that it says without faith. So in other words, without operating in this thing called faith, it's impossible. So if God says something's impossible, it's impossible. Just like if he says all things are possible to those that believe, all things are possible. So if he says that something's impossible, it ain't gonna happen. So he's saying that it is impossible to please me without you living by this one thing. If you don't have this one thing evident in your life, you can cry out to me. You can say you love me. You can sing love songs to me. You can write an R&B song to me and write all this poetry to me. But it does not even please me if you don't have this one thing. So that's why it is so important to understand this one thing and then to understand how to operate in this one thing, because this very one thing, God said that it is the only thing that's going to please me, and we've been created to enjoy God, but also to please God. So that's why faith is that important. Then go to Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. This is a very familiar verse. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, those declared righteous and that have received Jesus Christ into their hearts and in their lives, they shall, everybody say shall, please underline shall, they shall live by what? Faith. So if you have been born again and declared righteous and you are in the family of God, it doesn't say the just might need to live by faith. The just, there's a small possibility that you should live by faith. No, it says the just, those that are declared righteous, they shall live by faith. And God gave me an amazing analogy a while ago when I was teaching this. Just like a fish has to live in water. If you take a fish out of water, the fish will begin to what? Die, and before it dies, it's suffocating. So it doesn't instantly die, but it's going through a process of suffocating because the fish shall live by water. So just like the fish shall live by water, because if it doesn't, it suffocates and then dies, the Christian shall live by faith. And if we're not living by faith, we're spiritually suffocating. When God showed me that, I was like, I got it. Because God speaks through parables and analogies. So what happens is a lot of us are suffocating, and the symptoms, I know a symptom for me when I'm not in faith is I get very irritated. or I start getting very confused, or there's little things that I do where I stress. And when I start picking up that I'm doing those things, I'm like, I'm suffocating. I'm not in faith. Something's wrong. I need to get it right. What am I not believing? Because when you're worried, you're suffocating. When you're in fear, you're suffocating because you're not in faith. So what has to happen is you've got to get back to your source. So if that fish, I know my dad would go deep sea water fishing and all that stuff, catching fish as large as my body. You know what I mean? Catching these fish, big yellowfin tuna and marlins. And they, you know, they pull it up on board. They just spent like 2 hours pulling it up. You know, then they pull it up and they're like, oh my God, this is an amazing trophy. You know, we pet it, we hug it, we kiss it, take some little selfies with it and whatnot. and then they throw it back in the water.
No.
They don't. But some people will throw that fish back in the water. And when they throw it back in the water, it lives again. But they take it home and eat it. So what happens is when you throw the fish back in the water, it regains its life, even though it was. So the suffocation didn't have to be to death. The suffocation, even though they were going through the suffocating process, they can actually live again if they're thrown back in the water. And so what God showed me was that the suffocating that you're going through, it doesn't have to be unto death. The sickness doesn't have to be unto death. The temptation doesn't have to be unto death. The depression doesn't have to be unto death. The difficulty doesn't have to be unto death. You're going through it, but toss yourself back in the water in faith and you'll revive your life again. But what happens is we sit there and we're like, oh my God, I'm suffocating. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's over. It's over. It's curtains. What? You're suffocating, and it's okay. But get back in the water. If somebody's in a medical facility and the IVs are keeping them hooked up, and somebody bumps them and the IV comes out and they're like, oh my God, it's curtains. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're like, no, they don't even think about it. They're like, no, put that IV right back in me. And that's what we got to do in our life that I'm learning is I've got to put faith back in me. I've got to get back in faith because I'm suffocating. The IV just came out. I got to pump myself back with faith. The reason being is because the just shall live by faith. Amen. And by nothing else. Amen. Not by doubt, not by worry, not even by our feelings. Because emotion follows motion. The just shall live by faith. So that has to be our foundation right there for our lives. Because that is vital. If we're not living by faith, we ain't living. We're just existing. Martin Luther King said it best. He said, most men die at the age of 29. They just wait to bury them at the age of 80. That's terrible that you just check out at the age of 29 and you just exist until 80 because they're suffocating. And when you bring faith back into the equation, which brings vision, I saw this one quote and I think it's awesome. They say the worst thing is not to be blind, but the worst thing is to have sight and no vision. Whew. Because why are you going through life? You're frustrated and you're just meandering and there's no vision. And where there's no vision, the people perish. And where there is no vision, it says that they also cast off restraint, which means that they're out of control. So when we don't have vision in their life, we're freaking out because we're out of control. And also we're perishing. We're just waiting to 100 or 120 to be buried. And God is saying, no, I'm trying to pump vision back in your life. I'm trying to pump faith back in your life. But what you got to do is you got to be like that fish and try to wiggle yourself back. So as the fishermen are over there, you know, having a good time, you know, and they're ready to cook you, you just wiggle your little body, you know, back, you know, just to where you can fall back into the ocean. And then when they look over, you just play dead like that. You suffocate them and you wait for them to look and you just wiggle back all the way. Just keep going and keep going and keep going. And all of a sudden you just go fall back in the water and you'll be right back in faith. And that's what you got to do sometimes with the devil. You see him messing with you, but it's like, I see you, but I'm inching back to faith. I see you messing with me, but I'm inching back to faith. And I see you trying to keep me depressed, but I'm inching back to faith. And I see you trying to take my time away. And you got my manager on my job trying to take all my time and my kids. And this is going on and my bank account. And you're trying to have all these things coming to me. That's okay. But I'm going back to the water. I gotta fall back into the water. I've got to fall back into faith. Amen. And no one's going to do that for you but you. God won't even do it. It didn't say that God is going to put you on training wheels your whole life and you're going to live by faith. It said, no, you've got to live by faith. You yourself, the declared righteous, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And then there's an amazing verse in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So here's another revelation that I received on this. Death is anything that is not good. It's anything that's retarding. It's anything that is not full of joy and anything that is not being helped. Death. And then there's life. It's exciting. It's vibrancy. It's Zoe life of God. It's growing. It's ever abundant. It's awesome. I think of like a tropical rainforest where everything is growing, like the Lion King, Hakuna Matata, Jamaica. Where's Earl? Jamaica. No worries. No worry. I mean, you know, I'm walking up Duns River Falls and this is life, man. I'm chilling with the coconut drink, very non-alcoholic, just sipping the pina colada. I just have to put that out there and let y'all know what's up. You know, coconut falls, I'll crack it open, drink it. Man, this is the life. Hawaii, I'm hanging loose. I'm chilling. This is life. As I'm saying those things, a lot of you guys are laughing and you're smiling. You're like, oh man, that's awesome. Like, I want to be there. And the Bible says that it is God that is, he is our shepherd. He will lead us beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He'll lead me in the green pastures. In other words, it is him that wants me to live this amazing life. This life that's set out there for me in the midst of this world, we can reign in life as a king. I've been watching some of Brother Hagin's old stuff, and he's saying that it is amazing that God wants us to reign in life as a king. Not when we get to heaven, but he wants us to reign in this very life as a king, like Pastor Tom just said, right now. The president does not wait until he's out of office to reign as president. He's reigning as president right now. If he's ready to fly to Egypt, go ahead and get Air Force One fueled up. I want it ready to go and let's go. Why? Because I'm the president and that's how I roll. That's how I reign. That's my swag. Why? Because I'm authorized to do that. And when you're authorized to do that, you have the power behind you. Just like a police officer, if he's stopping traffic, he doesn't have the power to actually stop an 80 mile an hour vehicle that's coming. He does not have, if he stands in front of the road, he physically doesn't have the power to stop that, but he has the authority. And the authority means that he is backed by the city and the state of where he is in that province, in that jurisdiction, and he is deputized by the law. So if he says stop, you better stop. Otherwise, there's going to be some consequences. And so that's how it is with us. When we tell the devil to stop, and when we tell situations in our life to stop, and when we tell the system to work in the way that God has called us to live, and poverty, you've got to get out of my life, and sickness, you have to leave my life, and depression has to leave my life, foreclosures have to leave my life, and all these things that are of the devil, you've got to leave my life right now, because I'm authorized. And the Bible says that whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven, which means that whatever you allow on earth, they'll allow it in heaven. But whatever you stand up in your authority and you say, that's enough, we got your back. We got your back. You cannot physically stop the car, but you're authorized to tell that car to stop, and we got your back. And that's what God is saying. He's just saying, I'm waiting for you to just step up and say, hey, that's enough right there. No more sickness, no more sadness, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. And I'm going to say it with faith, and I'm going to pump myself back up with faith. And the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So here's another thing that I learned. I was reading this amazing book that was given to me by a good friend of mine. It's the guy that sits here. He's about 90 years old, first service. I forget his name. But he's awesome. He gave me this book. I was teaching a message to you guys on words or something like that a while ago. And he gave me this book by Charles Capson. It said, The Power of the Creative Tongue. It's amazing. Here's one thing that I learned about the power of the words that I didn't have clarity on. And this will change your life right here. Everything in this world is geared to obey your words when it's spoken with belief. People understand that because they came out and they think that they learned something. They came out with that thing called The Secret and they say the law of attraction. These idiots, that's just Mark 11, 23 and 24. God already established that. He said, whatever you believe that you receive, you have. And that's what happens. They say the universe will give. If you feel that you deserve it, the universe will give it to you. It's because God set it up that way. And it's just that they obviously got involved with the law. Now, the law is no respecter of persons. It's just like the law of gravity. Doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, if you're Indian, if you're African-American or Caucasian. You get on top of this building and you jump off, you're falling down. Because the law is no respecter of persons. Just like these laws that God has set up with prayer and with speaking. And he said, basically, there are some laws that govern our words. God specifically said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's not even in the power of God. And it's not even in the power of the devil. Death and life, if it's going to be in your life, is in the power of what you say. With belief, you actually have the control. It's been sitting under your nose the whole time. And what happens is he said that these laws govern, these spiritual laws, which govern what's seen. The Bible says that that which is seen was created from which that is unseen. But what was unseen was the very words mixed with faith by God. Remember in Genesis 1 where God was looking and the Bible said that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water because it was dark, and that was after the enemy had gotten sent out of heaven and all that, and he just destroyed everything on earth. And God, he wasn't happy with what he saw. So because he wasn't happy with what he saw, the Bible said that he wasn't happy with what he saw. So as a result, he spoke, light be, and then there was. And then he separated the firmament and the water in the midst, and he made the clouds, and then he made the animals. And all these things happen as a result of God making a switch and a decision. And he said, you know what? I'm ready to see something. So since I'm ready to see something, I'm ready to say something. And that's why this world that we see was framed from the things that we don't see. And what we don't see were the very words of God that created this world. That's why your very words create your very world. If you constantly get up and you say, man, I don't feel like commuting. I don't feel like getting on the 405. I don't feel like getting to my job. I don't feel like driving to the Air Force base. I don't feel like being with these people. I don't feel like doing this or doing that. Man, I remember I walked in, I forget where it was. I think it was a CVS or Walgreens, and the dude, and I was just like, man, just make a conversation. I was like, man, so when you get off, you know? He's like, man, I'm just counting down the hours, dog. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I can't wait to get off. I was like, when you get off? This was like 6 p.m. He's like, I don't get off till 10. I'm like, man, like, you got 4 more hours to just sit here and just be miserable? That's crazy. So I'm like, speak some things out. And what happened was God spoke some things out. And as a result, the things that he didn't see, he saw because of what he said. So I say that to say, just like the law of electricity. The law of electricity is there. It's neither good nor bad, but it's all about how it's used. Electricity gives us lighting, and it cooks our food and provides warmth and all that. That's a cool thing. But electricity also has a very devastating power. If a power line drops and you touch it, electricity can take you out. It's just the laws. It's that govern electricity. So if you obey the laws of electricity, then it can either help you or it can either harm you. So what happened was the guy was saying that there was an accident that happened, and he saw somebody, and the ambulance came to get him. And what happened was they hit a light pole, and the light pole knocked the power line down, but the people thought the power line wasn't active. The ambulance person was climbing underneath the power line to get the person, and it immediately killed them because it electrocuted them. And he watched that with his own eyes. But from that, he realized that there's laws that govern this electricity. And if we go against it, then it can harm us. But if we stay with it and use it correctly, then it can help us. And so what he was saying was that's the same way that God has set things up with words. That whatever you say can either bring death, electricity, and can hurt you. Or whatever you say in life with belief can either bring life. And so what God is saying is death and life is in the power of the tongue. And he said, I have all the authority and the power in Matthew 20:18. Now I give it to you. So now you go release your words and you release them with faith. And that is an amazing, amazing thing. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Getting back to love, to fear versus faith. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Anybody excited they came today? Yeah. All right, here we go. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I love this verse because it helps you to wipe out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no... There is what?
No.
There is what?
No.
There is no fear. Not a little bit of fear. There is no fear. Not a smidgen of fear. There is what? No fear. There is no fear in love. So wait, check this out.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at avccusa.org.